Wake up, you big pervert! Wake up! Yeah, I am hitting you. You're lucky you didn't wake up with a pillow over your head. Except, I guess you wouldn't have woken up, but you'd be dead, and you'd be killed by your own little sister. You know what this is about. Don't even try to deny it. I am so over that at this point. How could you do that to me? I looked up to you like all little sisters look up to their brothers. Don't play innocent with me. I'm the only innocent one here. You took advantage of your little sister's body. You know, sexually. Okay, maybe it was a dream that I just had, but I'm still very, very angry at you and disappointed because you are a horrible, horrible brother. How could the dream version of you do that to the dream version of me? It was awful. Yeah, that's the word. Really, really awful. I can blame you for what you did in the dream. It's what I'm doing right now. It's not like the dream was my fault. How dare you even suggest I would dream of such a thing? Purposefully. I'm sure it was just my subconscious mind picking up on how you're always perving over my body. It was trying to warn me. You were definitely lusting over me. Well, I can't point out a specific moment. Anything you said or anything you did. You're just really good at hiding it, and that's the point. But part of me noticed. And that's why it sent me in that horrible, disgusting, hot, sexy dream. Just don't keep denying it. You're just making this worse. I can see now why you've probably wanted my teenage body since I became a teenager. And I got breasts and a nice little butt, but it got worse. Why? Right now, I bet the sight of me in this nightgown must be driving you wild. Just watch as I dramatically pull off the covers and show you how hard you are. Okay, well, I guess even an incest freak like you can't be lusting after me all the time. You just woke up and I was hitting you. Still, it kind of ruined the big reveal when there's just the sight of a tiny bulge in your underwear. Still, you kind of ruined my big reveal because there's just that slight bulge in your underwear. I guess I was kind of expecting you to sleep naked. And for there to be, like, some monster erection when I pulled back the covers. You probably were just masturbating while thinking about me before you went to bed, and that's why you're all worn out. But that was hours ago. You're just a little tired, is all. I can still prove that you've got some sick obsession with me, with my second attempt at a dramatic reveal. All I have to do is pull my nightgown off and show you my little naked jailbait body. Okay. Good for some stirring down there, I guess. But all in all, I'm kind of disappointed. You know, isn't there, like, supposed to be a sudden growth? Maybe, like, a comical sound effect? Instead, it's just, like, swelling in your underwear. It's kind of hard to tell with the boxers in the way. I could just take them off so I could actually see. Okay, that's better. I can actually see it getting a little harder and bigger. Wow, you just must have masturbated like crazy earlier, you pervert. Wow, you must have just masturbated like crazy earlier, you pervert. That's the only reason you wouldn't be getting instantly rock hard over my naked body. Must have been the fulfillment of every sick, wet dream you've had for years. Is this as hard as it gets? If it is, I guess I never have anything to worry about. You could never get that into me. Right now it's not scary at all. Like a harmless little puppy, honestly. But, I don't know. What happens if I pet it? Ooh. Huh. My stroking is enough for it to start getting really hard. Just look at it now. It's starting to fill up my little hand. And if I squeeze it a little, it's stiff enough where I can move my fist up and down it now. And that just makes it harder. You can feel your evil heartbeat as more blood pumps into that thing. This was your plan all along, wasn't it? You spent years secretly perving on me because you knew one night my subconscious would send me a warning dream. And then the impulsive, innocent little girl that I am, you knew I would rush in here to confront you. Except I wouldn't realize I was walking right into your lair. I was gonna unintentionally make the dream come true. But just look at that thing. It's so big now. How did you plan to get that thing into me? I don't see anything nearby to use as lubricant for fitting something that big into something as little as me. Which means you must have been planning on me providing the lubrication, right? You're sick. You were gonna make me suck your cock before you ravaged me. It's bad enough you tricked me into coming into your room, and taking off my clothes, and giving you a handjob. Now you expect me to suck that thing? Well, I guess I'll save you the trouble of forcing my mouth down on you. You'd just mess up my hair or make me choke on the thing, so here we go, I guess. Yeah, it's definitely better if I control this rather than you. I can barely get my poor little mouth around my big brother's cock. If I try to suck on too much of it at once, just look what happens. Okay, so maybe I don't have a gag reflex. Now I know. I guess that's a good thing. It means I can occasionally swallow that evil cock of yours and get saliva all over it. My hand way down on the shaft to start pumping it up and down is helping to spread that around too. I'm sure you're loving the entire thing, even if you mostly just look confused right now. But I've a big sad face on right now. At least I would if I wasn't thinking about giving you a blowjob. I can't really make the proper facial expression while I suck on this thing. Especially if I'm gonna occasionally deep throat it. That's impossible. But all my incredible oral technique is probably just making you crave my virgin pussy all the more. Any moment now, you're gonna wipe that stupid, excited, but bewildered look off of your face. Then you'll take control like in the dream and ravage your little sister's innocent flesh. My tender, nubile body will be trapped under yours, and I'll probably suffocate from all the air being forced out of me, all your cocks being forced in. I guess I'll just have to be proactive again. If I'm on top of you, I won't have your entire body on top of mine. I'll get in the bed with you, but on top of you, straddling your body. I do hope you're enjoying the view of your sister's naked body kneeling over you. Your cock sure is. And if this is the plan, then you have to be, right? Your cock is pointing right at my pussy as I hold my body just an inch or two over the head. You are so eager to join with me right now. I have to act fast before you lose patience, I guess. And just pull me down underneath you as you ravage my underage body. So I guess I'll start to lower myself down. I can feel you touching me. Sure. I mean, yeah, it touched my hands before and my mouth and I guess my tonsils a few times too, but now it's really touching my pussy. Not just touching it either. It's slowly opening and as I push down against you, it's just like in my dream. Except it was a nightmare, a disgusting, incredibly naughty nightmare. But now it's really happening. I'm about to lose my virginity to my big brother, and all I have to do is relax a little and let gravity lower my body onto you, and then your cock will push up into me, and here we go. You're such a bad, bad brother. Oh, God. You're fucking your little sister now. You forced yourself on me despite all of my begging and my pleading, and you took my virginity. Now your cock is buried into me, fitting even better than it did in my mouth. And just like with my mouth, I can slowly move my pussy down on it. This is just like my dream. Even better. Worse, worse, worse. I mean, worse. In my dream, I didn't really know what it would feel like, but now I do, and it's more than I could imagine. But I bet you imagine this. I'm sure you thought of this every night, or even just every time you saw me. No, you don't have to imagine it anymore. You're actually fucking your little sister. Your wicked ancestral dreams are coming true as I bounce up and down on my brother's cock. Your eyes are violating my body just as surely as your cock does. You can't stop looking at me as I move up and down on you and squeeze my little breasts in my hands. God. You love the way that my body sways over you with my head tossing back and forth and all these whimpers. Your hands on my hips. I knew you were gonna take control eventually. Guiding my movements now, helping me move on you. Your big, strong hands are just gentle on my hips. You know you've got me under your control already. Or maybe you think I'm somehow succumbing to pleasure enough that I won't try to get away. The thing is, I know that if I tried, you'd just catch me, so, I mean, I might as well not fight it at all. Not your hands, or your eyes, or your cock, or my orgasm. Not your hands, or your eyes, or your cock, or my orgasm. It'll be just like my dream. I came then, although that's just gonna be a shadow of this one. I can't help it. I'm so helpless compared to you, and confused by what you're making me do. My body's mistaking this cruel event for something to take pleasure from. With your hands helping me, I can't help but move up and down faster and faster. Soon, you'll come in me, right in your little sister's fertile little pussy. I could tell you know that it's too dangerous, but you wouldn't listen. I could tell you I don't want to get pregnant, but you'd ignore that, just like you ignored my pleas not to have sex with me. I don't want my brother's hot, sticky cum filling me. I don't want to have his baby, but I'm so helpless to do anything about it as I move up and down your cock. Oh, God. I can feel it. I can feel my big brother's cum squirting into me like a little fountain of sperm. I can't stop it from filling me, and I can't stop myself from coming. I hope that was everything you hoped for. It was pretty much everything I feared. I go take a long, hot shower now, but I'm really kind of worn out. I hope you won't get the wrong idea if I just kind of collapse beside you here on your bed. Maybe we could kind of spoon together? Whatever. Just give me your hand and I'll put it on my stomach. You realize that, like, right about there is where all of your cum is. It's still really warm. At some point, some night after us having sex, you'll put your hand there and realize it's getting bigger. All because you impregnated me. Good night, I guess. I hope you can sleep after realizing what you just did to your little sister. But I guess tonight might have been a dream come true for you. Well, I mean, it was for somebody. Let's just pretend it was you.